There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Scott Eckersley, our producer, Andrea Nelson in studio. Big Saturday, Tom. Now we're past Labor Day and into week two. The college football season. Three weeks of the high school season. The high school season's one-third done.
Over in regular season play. I cannot believe that. It goes too fast. But I'm you know, the Lions start, the Lions, you know.
Right.
They're playing the Bears, and, you know, on Sundays, there's just something right to be able to check in on the Lions and watch at least a good portion of that game. I'm looking forward to Sundays.
And I like the way the season is. It's kind of layered.
It is
you
layered.
You start with the high schools, then you add on the colleges, yes. Which is the main course for you, and then the NFL kind of is a dessert. Right?
There you go. There you go. It goes all the way to February, as we well know with the NFL, but I'm all about it. Last night, weather-wise, perfecto for high school football. And we'll probably talk about that later on, about the crowds. I hear there were some great crowds. You could see it on the fifth quarter. The stands were filled.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people are into it now. They're done with their cottages.
Yes. The weather's a little nip in the air.
Football season, as you say.
Put the ski boat away.
Exactly. We're going to spend some time talking about high school football between 8:30 and 9. And we'll take an open line call here and there on it as well. But we have two coaches of the week this week. Could have had more. But we have a couple who will be here, and we're going to be joined by Al Slammer of Holt High School. Tremendous job, I thought, for Holt. And it doesn't have anything to do with winning or losing the game, but when you have the misfortune they had, when you have the penalties and the turnovers, they didn't have any turnovers last night, right?
Right. No turnovers. It was a hard-hitting game defensive game, and you know that Holt team. Let me tell you where Holt gets a whole hunk of credibility.
All right.
Obviously, bouncing back, this East Lansing team. I'm not just saying that for my obviously
sure.
connection with East
sure.
Lansing, but to play Rockford as good as losing on the last play of the game, literally, that tells me tons about the Holt Rams.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's a good football program marching off 60, 70 kids, packed stands. Al's got a great program. He followed another great coach in Mike Smith,
right.
And he's not missing a beat.
And did it with a backup quarterback last night. Of course, East Lansing had a lot of guys out
they
as
had,
well, as
in
you
essence,
said.
Four starters when you throw in Gabe Stewart, the linebacker, going out on the first series. So both teams at a disadvantage, but I thought both teams played extremely hard, a hard-hitting game last night. And I was, you know, obviously disappointed in the outcome, but I thought the atmosphere was outstanding.
You and Andrea were both out at Holt, and we'll talk with Al. Then we're going to talk with Rob Zimmerman. And Scott was out at DeWitt for a truly amazing finish. I just can't imagine that. Was it two touchdowns in the last 12 seconds, Scott?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, DeWitt scored an interception to end the game, but it was two touchdowns, and I think with 2 minutes, 43 seconds left, Hazlitt scored. Nathaniel Deke blocked the extra point to keep it tied at 20-20. And then DeWitt, with no timeouts, drove down the field, and Caleb Higbee scrambled. With 11 seconds left, barely crossed the goal line, got lit up. I mean, if he doesn't make it, they go to overtime because there's no time to run another
play. To unpile, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Here's where I'm going with this, and we'll give Rob Zimmerman all the love he deserves a little bit later. The DeWitt High coach. But how about Hazlitt? I mean, they go to DeWitt. They've lost six in a row in this series, and they're down 20-14. 33-20 does not reflect what this football
is. It was a one touchdown. You know, that was icing on the cake.
It was tied with 12 seconds to go.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a one touchdown game. That was just icing on the cake. You know, and I got to give Charlie a lot of credit for bringing that team back. I mean, they played East Lansing. That was a one touchdown game. They won. They bounced back last week. And I don't know if it was, but they beat Corona the second game. Hazlitt did. They're not playing DeWitt in the two different styles of play.
Yeah.
But this Hazlett team is going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, I promise you that. It's a good team. It's a tough team. A lot of experience. Didn't surprise me it was that close at all. But I called DeWitt the cardiac kids. I mean, they seem to play well under pressure, and that's going to take them a long way.
You know, we talked with Matt Bird of Grand Ledge last week, and I went out to Okemos to watch Grand Ledge play Okemos. Scott and I talked about this yesterday and kind of did an ad-lib, change games. Anijah Miller was hurt, by the way.
Yeah, I heard about that. How bad is
that? Don't know how bad it is, but we'll find out this morning. We may find out during the show exactly what happened. We'll try to get a hold of Dan Bogan. But you have to give some credit to Paul Palmer here.
Oh, Okemos, I do. That
2-0 start, and they're leading Grand Ledge in the third quarter, 17-14.
You know, Okemos is very similar to East Lansing, coming off bad seasons last year, bringing it strong with seniors this year.
Yeah.
And great coaching. And, well, Paul Palmer's a good coach. There's so many good coaches around here. That's just the bottom line.
You know, I got to tell you one thing, and this is a tribute to all the assistant coaches, the unsung heroes. The head coaches, at least they get their name in the paper, again, TV once in a while, they get a little recognition. High school assistant football coaches are the heroes of all. They put in so many hours. They could make more money working at McDonald's.
Oh, it's 27 cents an hour, I think somebody calculated.
And you know who's coaching at Okemos now?
Who's that?
Talk about a godsend. Bill Miller, who coached last year at the Big 12. I mean, he was at Michigan State for a while.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And his kid now is there. And Tom Kinoy.
Yeah, Tom Kinoy, whose son plays as Okemos. He's had head coaching experience, Lansing Eastern.
Right.
Runs playmakers out there.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
pretty good additions to your coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. All the experience. A lot of assistant coaching staffs have head coaching experience on that. And that's what's great about it. I mean, I think for a lot of these guys, it gets in their blood, and it's a labor of love. They're not doing it for the money. Trust me on that one.
A lot of excitement today about college football, week two, one of the best week twos I can remember.
Oh, without question. I mean, you need multiple TVs.
You need
to
go 4-wide.
Yep, absolutely.
Right.
You got to run the spread offense right now for TV viewing. At 3:30, it's got a whole, you know, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Miami.
Sure. Your vested interest aside in Michigan, what's the best game of the day?
Oh, what's the other game besides? I think Florida State and Oklahoma is intriguing because, you know, this Jimbo Fisher. I mean, I think this Florida State team. Watch out for them. You know, he might step it up a little bit from Bobby Bowden here. So I'm more intrigued by that, other than obviously Michigan Notre Dame.
And what about Ohio State and Miami?
I think Ohio State is going to take care of business.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, I want to see how Terrell Pryor reacts against this defense. But you know what? I have to give Ohio State a little more credit because I was poo-pooing their win over Marshall. And last night, West Virginia had to rally from 15 down in the fourth quarter to win an overtime and a field goal.
And I've said it before, we've talked about it, the only way to really evaluate these teams is when you get in that compare and contrast. I've been doing it now with high school.
Right.
You start doing the compare and contrast. For example, you know, Everett, played Sexton pretty tough last night, you know? And Sexton's good, you know. So you got in the CAAC blue, you have to be prepared for every one of those teams.
Absolutely.
Jackson's struggling, but everybody else, you better bring it.
And someone said to me, you know what happened with Marshall and West Virginia last night? It's a classic case of all those kids, those coal mining kids in West Virginia wanted to go to West Virginia. Didn't get a chance.
There you go.
So they go to Marshall, and if you can't be there, then you can beat them there.
You want to run out on the field. You obviously got to, you know, and there's probably got to be some emotion in there of resentment, you know.
Central Michigan, Michigan State, it always means more to the MAC team.
Yeah, because you didn't take me. You broke my heart, and you're going to pay now. I mean, there's probably some of that going on.
Right, exactly.
You know.
A lot to talk about, and we will take your calls as well. 393-3700, 393-3700. Don't forget, you can follow us online, 1320WILS.com, or if you're on your way to a game, you can listen to podcast segments. We're going to hear from Howard Griffith a little bit later after our high school roundtable, Big Ten Network analyst, and he's being honored today, Tom, at Illinois, because this is a commemoration of his 8-touchdown game against SIU. Remember he scored the 8 touchdowns in one game?
I don't recall that one, Jack. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't recall
and
that
And he
one.
Was a terrific player. People
oh, I remember
that.
Howard Griffith.
He had more than 30 touchdowns as a fullback.
He was a hard – he was a north-south runner.
Yeah.
If I mean, he was pounding you.
Yeah.
Those Illinois teams, there was a lot of talent on those Illinois teams. They actually, for the talent Illinois had in the 80s and early – they've kind of underachieved.
I always talk about Kirk Ferentz as being the most underrated coach in the country. One of the most underrated coaches in Big Ten history, John Makovic.
Really?
I think so.
You're kidding me.
No, not at all. I think John Makovic came into Illinois and did some terrific things there.
It's funny you say that because I got some Texas people that would strongly disagree.
Oh, I know. They hate him in Texas.
They can't stand him.
Absolutely.
They want to run him out of town real early on.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because, number one, he didn't have the success they were accustomed to.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons. But, number two, he's not Texas.
He ain't Texan. No,
he's not
from,
Texas anymore than Rich Rodriguez is Michigan.
He's from Barberton, Ohio.
There you go.
And when you go down to Texas, you're just not one of them at that high profile of position. That is a very valid point.
And, you know, he had some big wins. Hey, he beat Nebraska in the championship game there in the Big 12. So
that was the first Big 12 championship game, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So you'll hear from Howard Griffith. You're also going to hear from David Jones. Harrisburg Patriot
we're the
News.
Monkeys. People say we're monkey around.
Davey is in Tuscaloosa, and
you know what? That game's got bad written all over. You know what I'm saying? That one is that's a train wreck happening for the Nittany Lions. I think I hope I'm wrong. But what
they
do you
have
think?
Two Penn State trainers just ready to take care of Rob Bolden today, ready to run out on the field as soon as he gets smushed by these Crimson Tide.
He'll be over with by halftime.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, will be with us, and he is in Columbus for Ohio State-Miami. That should be a very interesting test. And we'll have a lot of discussion as well, open line talk for the next.
How about that big one down at Ford Field?
You don't even talk much about that, but we will. We will. Hey, anytime you got Howard Schnellenberger, anything can happen. They're 1-0. They got to win over UAB
Howard
last
Schnellenberger
week.
Won the national title in 1984, correct?
It was the 83 team.
Okay, January 1, 84.
The 184.
Okay, so is this guy like 90 years old by now? I mean, he looked old back in 1980.
He did. You know, and John Braccio always talks about the Michigan guy with the tweed coat and the pipe and all.
Yeah.
That's Howard Schnellenberger. I mean, he's
absolutely
professorial.
Yeah, yeah, he does look like he's going to do a lecture, you know.
All right, we will be back, and we'll take your calls. 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.